Title: Midbase in Ableton Live 12, Stack It Using Resampling Workflows for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This one's for people who already know how to make a bass sound, but wanted to hit like proper jungle and early DNB, that gnarly mid-layer that punches through breaks, stays controlled, and still feels alive. The mindset today is simple. Stop hunting for one perfect synth patch. Instead, we're going to stack three mid-layers and commit them to audio using resampling. That's the old-school mentality, and it's also the modern Finnish Records Faster mentality. We're going to print passes, chop them like break edits, and end up with a reusable DJ tool-style mid-bass system you can drop into other projects. Here's what we're building. A three-layer resampled mid-stack. Layer A is Byte, living mostly in the upper mids, roughly 600 Hz to 2.5K. Layer B is Body, the chest zone, roughly 150 to 600 Hz. Layer C is Noise or Air, that gritty presence from about 2K up to maybe 8K, so it reads on small speakers and gives you that tape and break vibe. Before we touch sound design, set the session up like DNB so everything behaves. Put the tempo around 170 BPM. Create tracks, a SUB track that's mono, a MID bus group, and inside it three audio tracks named MID A Byte, MID B Body, MID C Noise. Then your breaks track, and a drum bus if you like. On the master, keep it clean, just a limiter for safety, ceiling at minus 0.3. And the important bit, while you're designing, aim for headroom. Don't build your whole bass stack slamming the master. Try to keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. You'll make better decisions, and your bus processing will behave. Now, step 1. Create a solid mid-bass source. We'll use Operator because it's fast and stable. Make a temporary MIDI track called Source. Drop Operator on it. Set the algorithm so OSC goes straight to the output. Classic. OSC A. Pick a saw. Keep its level conservative, like around minus 10 dB. Turn on OSC B and make it a square. Lower level, like minus 18 dB, and detune it just a tiny bit. Maybe plus 3 to 8 cents. Turn the filter on. Use MS2 if you want it to have that bite and push, or PRD if you want cleaner. Put the filter frequency somewhere around 500 to 900 Hz. Keep the resonance modest, like 0.2 to 0.35. Add some drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB. No pitch envelope for now. We'll do movement later in a more jungle way, by performing and printing. Now program a jungle-style rolling pattern. Keep it in F1 to A1 territory depending on your key. Make it staccato. Think more like bass as percussion, not bass as pad. A one-bar loop is perfect. Put hits on the downbeat, a couple pushes, and add little pickups before the snares. The main point is, leave gaps. Jungle breathes. If you fill every 16th note with the same length, your bass will mask all the ghost notes in the break and it'll feel flat. Next, step 2. Pre-shape the source so it's mid-safe immediately. This is a huge one. On the source track, before you resample anything, put an EQ8. High pass at around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. The sub lives on its own track. We are not negotiating with that rule. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 350 Hz. Optional, only if you hear the cardboard. Then add a saturator, soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, and trim the output so you're not clipping. After that, add auto filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Set it around 4 to 8K so the source stays mid-focused and doesn't fizz out. Quick coaching note. This is where people accidentally design the whole mix into distortion. Keep the source controlled, and save the chaos for the printed layers. Now we resample. Step 3. Create MIDA, the byte. Create a new audio track called MID A Byte. Set audio from to the source track. Set monitoring to off. Arm MID A Byte and record 4 to 8 bars of your loop. Now you've got audio. This is where the fun starts, because now you can treat it like a break. Chop it, reverse bits, consolidate, and it doesn't eat CPU. On mid A, add pedal. Use OD or distortion. Drive somewhere like 15 to 35%. Use the tone control to push the byte in that 1 to 3K range. Then EQ8, high pass around 140 to 180 Hz so byte doesn't step on body. If it needs presence, do a gentle wide boost around 900 Hz to 2K, like 1 to 3 dB. If it's harsh, hunt resonances around 2.7K to 4.5K and notch them. Teacher tip, don't remove all the aggression. Just remove the painful frequency that makes you turn the volume down. Add a compressor, Ratio 4:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still speaks. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then utility. Keep it mostly mono. Width 0 to 20%. This layer is supposed to lock with the break, not float around the headphones. And then commit. Freeze and flatten, or resample again post-processing. The whole point is, once it's good, print it and move forward. Step 4. Mid-B, the body. You can record a fresh pass from source, or duplicate the raw audio you recorded and process it differently. The key is, body should feel steady, weighty, and not too spitty. On mid-B body, add saturator in analog clip, but lighter, like 2 to 6 dB of drive. Then auto filter, low pass 12 dB slope. Set it around 700 Hz to 1.2K so it stays out of bite's way. EQ8. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz. If it's thin, gently boost around 200 to 350 Hz, just a dB or two. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2:1. Soft clip on. Only 1 to 3 dB of reduction. You're not smashing, you're stabilizing. Commit this too. You're building a library of dependable assets, not a fragile stack of maybe processing. Step 5. Mid-C. Noise or air. This layer is the secret sauce that makes the bass read on small speakers and feel like it lives in the same universe as your break. But it's also the easiest layer to overdo. If you crank this, everything gets fizzy and amateur fast. Option 1 is to duplicate your byte audio to MIDC and destroy it in a controlled way. Put redux. Downsample maybe 2 to 8, bit depth 6 to 10, tuned by ear. Then EQ8. High pass hard around 1.5 to 2.5K, and low pass around 7 to 10K. You want grit, not sandpaper. Add chorus ensemble gently. Amount 10 to 25%, slow rate. Then utility. This is the layer you can widen, like 80 to 120%. But you must check mono. Option 2 is erosion. Mode set to noise, frequency 2 to 6K. Amount 0.2 to 1.5. Blend it quietly. Level coaching. Noise is usually barely there. Think minus 12 to minus 24 dB compared to body. If you can clearly hear it as a separate thing, it's probably too loud. Now step 6. Group them. Put mid-A, mid-B, MIDC into a MID bus group, and do controlled bus processing. First, EQ8 on the MID bus. High pass around 90 to 110 Hz. Again, sub is sacred. If it's muddy, a small dip around 300 Hz can help, but don't carve randomly. Move the dip until the break suddenly feels clearer. Then roar, since we're in live 12. Use it subtly. Warm or crunch. Drive 1 to 4. If you do multiband inside roar, keep the lows clean and push the mids and high mids more. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10 ms. Release auto. Just 1 to 2 dB reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Then utility. Set bass mono around 150 Hz, or otherwise make sure the low end of your mid stack isn't widening. Important teacher note. If the mid stack starts shouting, don't reach for more compression. Turn down noise first. Then rebel in spite versus body. Compression is not a volume fader. Now step 7. Movement the jungle way. Clip envelopes and performance printing. Instead of getting lost in endless LFO assignments, put simple movement on audio. Open clip view on your mid audio, go to envelopes, and pick auto filter frequency if you've got auto filter on the track. Draw subtle 1-bar or 2-bar motion. Slide opens on fills. Slide closes right before snare hits so the snare cracks through. Then do the real magic. Resample variations by performing. Record 8 bars while you ride the filter with your mouse or controller. Consolidate the best moments. Make clip A, clip B, clip C. Now you've got performant bass variations you can swap like DJ tools. Quick warp strategy so you don't kill the punch. If your mid is percussive and choppy, try warp mode beats, turn transient loop off, and set preserve around a 16th to an 8th. If it's sustained and you care about tone, Complex Pro can smear. If you're not changing timing much, repitch can sound more solid. And if you're consolidating 1-bar phrases at the project tempo, sometimes the best move is warp off after you've locked the tempo. Step 8. Arrange like a DJ tool, in 16-bar phrases. Bars 1 to 16. By only. Let the groove roll and leave room for breaks to feel huge. Bars 17 to 32. Bring in bite. That's your drop locks in moment. Bars 33 to 48. Add noise sparingly, maybe only the last 4 bars of the phrase for lift. Every 8 bars, do one answer hit. Take a mid-slice, pitch it up 7 semitones, shorten it, and drop it right after the snare as a call-and response. That's classic. Now, advanced checks that actually matter. Phase and mono. Put utility on the MIDI bus and map width to a macro if you're using a rack, or just automate it for checking. Tweep width down to 0%. If your note definition disappears, your layers are fighting each other. Fast fix. Choose one layer to be the timing king, usually body, then nudge byte or noise, by a few milliseconds using track delay until the attack feels like one focused hit instead of three slightly different hits. Gain staging targets inside the stack help a lot, especially if you're building a pack. Before the MID bus, aim for body peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB FS, byte peaking around minus 14 to minus 10, noise barely tickling the meters. That way, when you swap clips, the bus saturation and compression behave predictably. Now a couple spice options, if you want that extra hype without wrecking the mix. 1. A parallel scream return. Make a return track called MID Scream. On it, roar more extreme. Then EQ 8 to band limit around 400 Hz to 4K, then a limiter. Send only byte into it, and automate the send on fills, or the last two beats of a phrase. Then resample those hype moments into their own clip, so you can drop them like DJ doubles, without keeping the return blasting all the time. 2. The fake AM radio layer. Super old rave texture. Duplicate byte into a new layer. Band pass it around 300 Hz to 3.2K with steep slopes. Add a touch of overdrive or pedal, and blend it very low. Automate it up for teases. And one more performance trick. Turn your mid audio into a playable instrument. Take your best resampled phrase. Drop it into simpler in slice mode. Slice by transient. And now you can finger drum mid hits. That cut-up mentality is basically Jungle's DNA.